This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Hello everyone, hello everywhere, welcome to the Happy Station Show for the next 55 minutes for listeners in South America and the Caribbean. And, of course, around the world. It's nice to have you with me. Like I said, for the next 55 minutes, Keith Parent here with you all the way in Taipei, Taiwan. And today's program, actually, we have a number of things to get to. And I hope that we can get to every single thing. We have a lot of letters, a lot of greetings, and some notices for some upcoming special editions of The Happy Station for this month. So stay tuned for that for the broadcast times for those, which I will mention later on in the program. Also, I'm going to give you a little insight today, just a little insight for an upcoming contest that we will have that will be for the December 31st transmissions, which are both going to be 2 hours each. There's going to be a contest for that, which is going to be a nice contest because there are going to be a few prizes. I'm not going to tell you what they all are because, you know, we still have a little bit of time. So I'll give you a little, how we say, I'll open the door a little bit so you can take a peek, and then I'll shut it right away. And that's it. All right, let's kick off with our first piece of music today. And I'm going to dedicate this to two people who recently went on an Alaskan cruise. Their names are Janice and Steve Carlock. They live in Montreal, Canada. And there's some of you out there right now who say, wait a second, I know those names. Well, you should know those names. They're the host of a program called the International Radio Report, which airs on CKUT FM in Montreal. And it's at 10:30 local time, Sunday mornings, from 10:30 to 11. Well, anyway, they went on this Alaskan cruise, and they just got back, so I thought, let's play a song for them today. The song is from the musical by Noel Coward called Sail Away, and I thought this is a perfect song for them. It's called Why Do the Wrong People Travel? Here on the Happy Station.
Travel, they say, improves the mind, an irritating platitude, which frankly, entre nous, is very far from true. Personally, I've yet to find that longitude and latitude can educate those scores of monumental bores who travel in groups and herds and troops of various breeds and sexes, till the whole world reels to shouts and squeals and the clicking of Rolleiflexes. Why do the wrong people travel, 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 when the right people stay back home? What compulsion compels them? And who the hell tells them to drag their cans to Zanzibar instead of staying quietly in Omaha? The Taj Mahal, the Grand Canal, and the sunny French Riviera would be less oppressed if the Middle West would settle for somewhere rather nearer. Please do not think that I criticize or cavil at a genuine urge to roam. But why, oh why, do the wrong people travel when the right people stay back home and mind their business? When the right people stay back home with Cinerama, when the right people stay back home. I'm merely asking why the right people stay back home. Just when you think romance is ripe, it rather sharply dawns on you that each sweet serenade is for the tourist trade. Any attractive native type who resolutely fawns on you will give us her address, American Express. There isn't a rock between Bangkok and the beaches of Hispaniola that does not recoil from suntan oil and the gurgle of Coca-Cola. Why do the wrong people travel, travel, travel when the right people stay back home? What explains this mass mania to leave Pennsylvania and cluck around like flocks of geese, demanding dry martinis on the Isles of Greece? On the smallest street where the gourmets meet, they invariably fetch up, and it's hard to make them accept the steak that isn't served rare and smeared with ketchup. Millions of tourists are churning up the gravel while they gaze at St. Peter's Dome. But why, oh why, do the wrong people travel when the right people stay back home and eat hot donuts? When the right people stay back home with all that lettuce, when the right people stay back home, won't someone tell me why the right people stay back home? Why do the wrong people travel, 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 while the right people stay back home? What peculiar obsessions inspire those processions of families from Houston, Texas, with all those cameras around their necks? They will take a train or an aeroplane for an hour on the Costa Brava, and they'll see Pompeii on the only day when it's up to its ass in molten lava. It would take years to unravel, ravel, ravel every impulse that makes them roam. But why, oh why, do the wrong people travel when the right people stay back home with all that Kleenex? When the right people stay back home with all those Kennedys, when the right people stay back home,
I sometimes wonder why the right, I said the right, the people stay back home.
The incredible Noel Coward with Why Do the Wrong People Travel, going out to Janice and Steve Carlock, hosts of the International Radio Report, which airs on CKUT in Montreal. And because it's on FM, you can listen to the live web stream. It's on Sundays from 10:30 to 11 a.m. local Montreal time. And you can find the web stream at www.ckut.ca. And Janice and Steve, there is no other reason why I play that song. I'm not saying that you're the wrong kind of people that travel, but maybe you are, I don't know. Anyway, you're listening to The Happy Station, your international family show and entertainment show. And of course, you know, here on the program, we do like to talk about radio every now and again. We do our DX specials. And yes, by the way, there is a part 3 Happy Station tribute to DXers in the works. So stay tuned to find out the broadcast date for that. But coming up today, for our transmission at 1500 UTC directed to North America, I'm going to be joined by two people who wrote songs about amateur radio. The band is called The Ham Band. How appropriate, right? The CD is called Seeking You, Amateur Radio Songs. And it is made up of Andrew John and Lisa Leidenfogd, who live in Denmark. Now, Andrew himself is a longtime radio ham, and they released a CD of quite interesting songs. For example, one that we played not too long ago was called On the Monday Evening Grey Line. There's a song called We're the Ham Band, The Contest, It's Great to QSO and Morse Code, and many, many others. So they're going to be joining me today at 1500 UTC, and we'll also take a listen to some of those songs, and we will be giving away 3 copies of the CD Seeking You Amateur Radio Songs. So tune in today for that program. So I thought, let's now have a little bit more, a little bit of a sampling from the CD. We're going to take a listen to a song called Out Into the Wild Blue Yonder. The Ham Band, my special guest, coming up today at 1500 UTC on The Happy Station.
I just love the expeditions, I love to get away. I love the crazy places that we go. After months of preparation, blood and tears and perspiration, now at last we're ready, cheerio. Out into the wide blue yonder, where hams have never gone, I love to feel that warm wind in my hair. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, so goodbye everyone, we'll see you in that pile up on the snows on Peter Island, the North Cook hurricanes. The Spratly Islands are much too wild for me. Kingman Reef, Kermadec Island, that land's yours and this land's my land. It's ecstasy to get DXCC. Out into the wide blue yonder, where hams have never gone, I love to feel that warm wind in my hair. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, so goodbye everyone, we'll see you in that pile up on the air. happy times spent on Rotuma, with Roly Rumsiman, singing in that Itumuta rain. It's Roly's shift, so me and Andrew lays in the lagoon at Lulu. I just can't wait to do it all again. Out into the wide blue yonder, where hams have never gone, I love to feel that warm wind in my hair. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, so goodbye everyone. We'll see you in that pile of on the air. Out into the wide blue yonder, where hams have never gone, I love to feel that warm wind in my hair. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, so goodbye everyone. We'll see you in that pile of on the air.
The Ham Band, Out Into the Wild Blue Yonder, from the CD Seeking You, Amateur Radio Songs. And they're going to be my special guests coming up today at 1500 UTC on The Happy Station. Okay, now time to say hello to some of the people that have signed up to the Facebook page. I want to say hello to Chris Dawson, Steve Hill, Leon Lai, Paul Harvorsen, Andreas Fessler, Owen Peddington, Umberto Arango Osa, and Charlie Cacciopo here on The Happy Station. And they joined up to the Facebook page, which is very easy to do. If you're already a member of the Facebook, just do a search for The Happy Station, click on that, join the group, and that's all you need to do. On the Facebook Happy Station page, you can find some pictures that have been uploaded by listeners. In fact, a listener recently uploaded a couple of pictures from of Tom Meyer that were taken of Tom when he went to New Zealand in the 1970s, as well as some other pictures as well of Happy Station memorabilia. And you will also be able to find all the previous, or I should say past, editions of The Happy Station as well. So join the Facebook page and you can chat with me if I happen to be online at that particular time, as well as with other Happy Station listeners. Okay, I want to tell you first about a special program that we have coming up on September 24th. Our transmission at 1500 on September 24th is going to be a very special program. It is going to be the birthday, the 81st birthday of Bob Thoman, who hosted the Swiss merry-go-round for many years. And then from 1970 until 1994, he hosted it with Bob Zanotti. And the show kind of became the Swiss merry-go-round, or some, as other people have called it, the Two Bob Show. So our birthday tribute for Bob Thoman at 81 years old will be on September the 24th, at 1500 UTC. Okay, that's one of the special programs that we have coming up. Another program, staying on the Two Bobs, is going to be a program with Bob Zanotti. That's right, Bob Zanotti is going to join us here on the Happy Station at his home all the way in Switzerland to talk about shortwave radio and international broadcasting and a whole array of other subjects as well. All right, time now for more music. When we come back, we'll go to our birthday greetings. And this is a song that I came across from one of our listeners. His name is Rocky. He lives in the United States. And it's an interesting song, and I thought it would be a lot of fun to play. Now, I don't know too much about it, but from what I gather, it goes back to the 1930s. It's called I'm the Sound Effects Man. Now, what that refers to is, you know, in the days when they would do live radio dramas, if there was a knock at the door, he would, you know, knock like that. Or if somebody said, oh, let me mix my cup of tea, they would, you know, do that kind of thing at close to a microphone. Or if there was thunder, he would go, well, that's a bad impression of thunder, but you kind of get the idea. It's called I'm the Sound Effects Man by Rufa Davis.
I'm on everybody's radio, no matter where you tune. I don't talk and I don't dance, I don't even croon. I'm not the handsome leading man with muscles big and strong, but I'm the guy, the lucky guy who gets to ring the gong. For I'm the sound effects man. I'm the sound effects man. I whistle and twitter and sing like a bird, and do what the kid does when lost from the herd. For I'm the sound effects man. How I weary and plan. I'm the factory whistle that shrieks out at noon. I'm the cackle that means we'll have scrambled eggs soon. I'm the howl of the wind in an ocean typhoon. For I'm the sound effects man.
Wah, wah.
I'm the sound effects man. I'm the sound effects man. I shut like a window, I slam like a door. I toot like an engine and creak like a floor. I'm the sound effects man. How I weary and plan. When the mortgage is due and the villain is riled, I'm the ripping and snorting, in fact I go wild. When they rescue the papers and tear up the child, for I'm the sound effects man. I'm the smack of the glove as the prize fighter pokes. I'm the thunderous applause for the movie star folks. I'm the record that laughs at the comic's old jokes. For I'm the sound effects man.
I'm the sound effects man by Rufe Davis here on The Happy Station. Now time for this week's birthday greetings.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Now time to wish happy birthday to the following people. Simon Platt in the United Kingdom, Audrey Coburn in Florida, USA, and Winston McNally, who lives in Toronto, Canada. So happy birthday to you and all those celebrating a birthday today.
Thank you.
And if you would like to be entered into the Happy Station birthday book, just send me an email. The email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Speaking of emails, I'd like to say hello to the following people: Frederick Nakos, Bill Fisher of the Southern California area DXers, Dean Lindberg, who lives in New Zealand, who's written us before, and Paul Smith, who also lives in New Zealand and listens to our transmission, the program specially produced for World FM in Tawa, Redwood, and Wellington on 88.5 FM. So hello to all of you. Speaking actually of the special program that I mentioned at the beginning of the show, on December 31st, the two transmissions of Happy Station will be 2 hours each. Now, we're going to have some prizes that we're going to give away. There's actually going to be five big prizes that we're going to be giving away, and I'll give you more of the details later on, but I'll tell you a little bit now. One of the prizes is going to be all three books by Jerry Berg on shortwave radio. There's going to be one Sanjen shortwave radio, and there's also going to be some other prizes, and that's all I'm going to say. And it's going to be a little bit of a contest this time. It's not just a matter of writing in. You'll have to guess what something is, which we will start using later on this month. That's all I'm going to say right now. But anyway, the program for December 31st, I'm looking for a number of listeners around the world in different areas who would like to take part in those two-hour Happy Station programs. So if you are interested, send me an email, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And all those who do take part in those special programs will receive a copy of Easy Come, Easy Go, a collection of songs by Tom Meyer that he recorded at Radio Netherlands. So pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And now here's a word from our good friend Bob Zanotti.
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, switzerlandinsound.com. Colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs, switzerlandinsound.com, where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.
The website again is www.switzerlandinsound.com. That's www.switzerlandinsound.com. And Bob Zanotti will be joining me very shortly on the program to talk about international radio, Swiss radio, the two Bobs, and many, many other subjects. Now time for more music. When we come back, we'll go to our mail call, and I'm going to dedicate this to, well, all our birthday people that we just had a moment ago, and to all those celebrating a birthday today. It's Henry Mancini and his orchestra from the soundtrack Hatari with Big Band Bawana.
We'll be right back.
Henry Mancini with Big Band Bawana. I don't know why, but I love saying that word, Bawana. You're listening to The Happy Station, and now time to go to our mail call. All right, well, Johan has actually put together a number of letters that have been coming in from a number of people. And these are just some of the QSL cards that have been sent out, as well as some other little things to the following listeners. Johan Kraus, who listens to us in Stuttgart, Germany, via the website of WRMI at 1500 UTC. He has a question here, again, asking about when we will have transmissions to Europe. And that is something that I am still working on. And there is something in the works right now, and it's getting closer and closer and closer. I know I keep telling you that every time, but it's not that there's no time available. The problem is getting a good time slot. Now, I don't know how you would feel if I said, oh, guess what? We're on the air now to Europe at 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't think you would enjoy that too much, right? Because I'm trying to get, like, you know, mid-evening hours for you, like between 8 p.m. and 12 midnight, your local time. So sometime between that. So, again, I'm keeping my fingers crossed, as well as other extremities, meaning my legs and toes. That's it. but I will make an announcement as soon as we secure a proper time slot. Hello to Jeffrey Beatty, who listens to us in Saint-Adèle, Quebec. Je vous remercie beaucoup pour votre carte que vous avez écrite en français. Oui, je suis de Montréal. J'étais né à Montréal. Mon père est de France, mais il a déménagé au Canada dans les années 60. Et ma mère est un anglophone canadien qui vient de Nouvelle-Brunswick. So, thank you very much for your kind words and letter. And by the way, you have been entered into our birthday book because you included your birthday. The next one we go here now to is on the west coast of Canada, to Susan Elrington. I hope I'm... Yes, Elrington, who lives in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. She has been listening to shortwave radio now for over 30 years. And she asked me the question here, what was one of your favorite shortwave shows other than Happy Station that you would not miss? Well, it would be the John Peel Show. I used to listen to John Peel weekly on the BBC World Service, as well as the BBC Countdown, which was on Monday nights. And you know what's funny, Susan, when you mentioned yours, which was Moscow Mailbag and the Tony Myatt Request Show, I don't know if you're like this, but I'm this kind of person that even though I listened, the last time I listened to John Peel on shortwave, I mean, he's no longer with us, but when I used to listen maybe like 20 years ago or so, the funny thing is I still remember the frequencies. Yeah, I used to listen to John Peel 6:30 in the evening, local time, Montreal, on 6165 kilohertz. And the funny thing is I still remember frequencies for other international broadcasters, the ones that I used to listen to on a regular basis. Radio Netherlands I used to listen to on 6020 and 6165 in the evenings. Radio Australia I used to listen to on 9580 kilohertz in the mornings. And the Voice of America African Service on the weekends, in the afternoons on 15160 kilohertz. It's funny how you remember these things, you know. So yes, Susan, it would be the John Peel Show. We have one here from Patrick Miller in New Hampshire, USA, who doesn't have a question, just some comments about Happy Station. And he asks me, he does ask one question, which is, he said he was reading somewhere on the internet that Taipei has the highest amount of scooters in the world, and do I own one myself? You're absolutely right. Taipei, now I have to look a little something about Taipei. Taipei's population is 2 million people. But on the road, there are 1.5 million scooters, usually 50cc, 90cc, and 150cc. Do I own a scooter myself? The answer is No, I have driven one a few times before, but I personally don't like scooters very much. Only because I don't know why, I just feel a little unsafe on them. I do have a motorcycle, which I use, I have three motorcycles, two BMWs and one CJ. And if you come to Taipei, you probably see me driving around my BMW R69, which I've had for a few years now, which is what I use daily. So, thank you for that. Your QSL card has also been sent out. And a greeting here from Ed Hassey in Pennsylvania, USA, who says, only one thing, I enjoy the show. I listen to both the shortwave transmissions, and if I miss one, I log on to the Radio for All website and listen to the program that I missed. And I just want to say hello to all the Happy Station listeners. Well, thank you very much, Ed. And that was just some of the letters that have come in via snail mail. Of course, we can't get to every single one. I mean, just now we spent almost just over 6 minutes just reading these ones. And we have a number of others that also came in. And Johan has been busy sending out all the QSL cards, which I didn't say hello to them yet. Johan Backer, who is our production assistant, and Kevin Lee, who makes sure that I don't sound more like an idiot than I already am. All right, if you want to send your reception report in to receive the Happy Station QSL card and also be entered into the lucky draw that we will have at the end of the year for our special two-hour programs, the address is Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, that's 47, Lane 31, Section 1, S-E-C-T-I-O-N, 1, Section 1, San Min Road, that's S-A-N like Norman, M like Mother, I like Ivan, N like Norman Road, Banqiao, B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Taipei, Taiwan, R-O-C, which stands for the Republic of China, and the zip code is 22070. So once again, Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, San Min Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. And if you didn't have time to write that down, you can send me an email, pcj.happystation@gmail.com, and I will send the address to you. Or you can also log on to the website for WRMI, which is www.wrmi.net. Click on the Happy Station, and you'll find all the information there. All right. Time now for more music. We're going to dedicate this to all those who had their letters verified on today's show, as well as all those who didn't get their letters verified on today's show for the reason that, well, there's only so much time in an hour. Here is Tom Meyer singing with Ronnie Tober from one of Happy Station's open house shows from May 19, 1974 with Open Number.
Before. Why even sing an opening number? They usually are such a bore. Folks in the know say you start up a show with a slow song, while others will say that the right thing today is a let's get on with the show song. Way back in France where they sing of romance in a club on the Champs-Élysées, the singer steps out and he starts with a shout in this dynamic way. Pêle-mêle, vous connaissez bien l'émission pêle-mêle, cette émission sans prétention, de même qu'il faut des brunettes et des blondes, qu'il faut de tout pour faire un monde. Pêle-mêle, des nouveautés, des attractions, pêle-mêle, des jeux, des rires et des chansons, un peu de tout, un peu de tout, voici pêle-mêle pour. Out in the States, a lot of the greats will open the show with a bang. It's just out of the core, starting to roar, and here's the song that they sang. I just want the men to be
an ordinary guy. Why don't you sit back and just relax? For I gave you all the facts and facts you ought to know. It's so G-R-E-A-T to be with Y. Admit that an opening number is better than nothing at all. No one is famous for opening numbers, none that we can recall. If our songs are tragic or snappy, there's one thing we want you to know.
From May 19th, 1974, from one of the Happy Station open house shows, that was Tom Mayer and Ronnie Tober singing opening number. One of my upcoming guests, actually, on Happy Station very soon is going to be Thomas Hood. Thomas Hood is a ham radio operator and musician. And I came across one of his compositions quite recently, and I was quite fascinated about it, so I called him up and we did an interview. So he's going to be on an upcoming Happy Station show, which I will announce the date on next week's program. Moving now to a question that we get quite often from a few people is, what is the piece of music that we use for our listener's corner? Well, the group is called Manuel and the Mountain... the group is called Manuel and the Music of the Mountains. Well, in reality, it's Ron Goodwin and his orchestra, but he recorded under the name Manuel and the Music of the Mountains for the Studio to Stereo label on Columbia EMI in the United Kingdom. And that is from an album called Carnaval. So I thought, why not play another track from that album? Here is Guantanamera. Manuel and the Music of the Mountains, in reality, Ron Goodwin and his orchestra.
Thank you.
Guantanamera, performed by Manuel and the Music of the Mountains, a.k.a. Ron Goodwin and his orchestra, here on The Happy Station. Well, we still have time to squeeze in one more piece of music before we sign off. So we're going to have a listen to Elvis Presley with Please Don't Drag That String Around on The Happy Station.
You like to keep me dangling on a string, 'cause you know without you my life don't mean a thing. So I beg you, please don't drag that string around. Oh no. Well, what if it should break? Tell me, what would I do then? Keep that string up off the ground. Oh yeah, remember my heart is tied to the other end. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm your puppet, my heart is in your hand. One twist of the wrist and I'll jump to your command. So I beg you, please don't drag that string around. Oh no, well what if it should break? What would I do then? Baby, keep that string up off the ground. Oh yeah, remember my heart is tied to the other end. I feel inside me as sure as anything, one day I'll mean more to you than a puppet on a string. So I beg you, please don't drag that string around. Oh no. Well, what if it should break? Tell me, what would I do then? Baby, keep that string up off the ground. Oh yeah, remember my heart is tied to the other end.
Elvis Presley, Please Don't Drag That String Around, our last piece of music on this edition of The Happy Station for September the 3rd, 2009 at 100 UTC for listeners in South America and the Caribbean. Just a reminder again, coming up today at 1500 UTC, my special guest is going to be the Ham Band. And we're going to be talking about music and ham radio. And they released a CD called Seeking You, Amateur Songs, Amateur Radio Songs. And we're going to be giving away 3 copies of that CD. So do tune in today at 1500 UTC. Now, for listeners in South America, you may be able to pick up that transmission. But if you can't, for whatever reason, you can tune to the WRMI website at www.wrmi.net. Now, before we go, starting this month, as you know, we have FM relays in Indonesia as well as New Zealand. Well, starting this September, Indonesia and New Zealand will be getting a specially produced program different from the transmissions to North America. And the only time that they will be receiving the same program is when we do special shows like the one that we have coming up today. Now, the other thing, of course, is that we now are recording Happy Station in stereo. So for those listening to the FM relays, you probably noticed that already. The same for those who are listening to the show via podcast. We are now recording the show. No longer on Open Reel like we were, but we're now recording it digitally, and it seems to be working okay. I know that I just realized something when I was listening a while ago when we were getting everything set up, is the fidelity seems to be a little higher than before, so hopefully on shortwave also it sounds better as well. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. Once again, our postal address is Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, Sanmin Road, Taipei, Taiwan. Of course, put Ban Chiao in there, ROC 22070. And our email is pcj.happystation@gmail.com, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. So I'm going to leave you now. Time to get my day started because it's coming up to like 10 o'clock in the morning here in Taiwan. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Perrault on behalf of K Kevin Lee, our technician, Johan Bakker, our production assistant, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC. This is the Happy Station.
That's what happiness is.
Happiness is the Happy Station, bringing you some weekly peace, cheer, and joy. Remember that? Hello, I'm Keith Parent, and I hope that you will join me Thursdays at 1 and 15 hours UTC for the Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría, right here via Radio Miami International.
Happiness is, happiness is, happiness is, happiness is, happiness is.